This is the sound of serious disturbances breaking out in Liverpool last night. Shot by an amateur cameraman, shadowy figures dressed head to toe in dark clothes play cat and mouse with police in riot gear.
They've got them kettled.
Stones and bottles are hurled at officers. Fireworks are set off.
Fireworks going off.
Through the sporadic police sirens, dogs are barking. All this unfolding in the early hours of the morning.
Loads of riot police, man. Loads.
Woke up and it's like all police sirens, and then they were moving the way up here, the vans. And it's like the riot police outside the house. So it was bloody scary, tell you now. And you can like see things being thrown at the police.
Liz witnessed some of the trouble.
There's like sirens everywhere. And it, tell you now, to wake up to that, you know, it's kind of scary. But I thought, you know, expecting like the car windows being smashed or whatever.
The disturbances began at around 10 o'clock last night. By 11.30, things had escalated and cars and wheelie bins had been set alight. Toxteth, Dingle and Wavertree were all affected. At its height, a mob of around 300 people, mainly youths, were involved. A Tesco Express store in Myrtle Street was looted. We're told some of the raiders were children as young as 10.
As soon as you opened your door, you could start smelling the burning rubber, so you knew that there were problems happening. And as soon as you could smell burning rubber, that triggers an alarm bell.
Councillor Tim Beaumont spoke to Real Radio at 2.30 this morning.
I'm just devastated because this is where I live and this is an area that I'm wanting to see improve. So for something like this, it feels like a kick in the teeth.
By 3 a.m, the disturbances had begun to fizzle out. Residents condemned the violence as madness and senseless.